The Washington Post reported this week that the CIA believes Vladimir Putin is likely directing a misinformation campaign from Russia to damage Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Yet another reminder that foreign election interference is just as relevant in 2020 as it was in 2016. And it's a problem that local election officials say they need help with. So let's bring in Jared Deering. He's head of Kentucky's Board of Elections in Frankfort. And Jared, you told the state legislature earlier this year that Kentucky's election system is routinely scanned by Venezuela, North Korea, and Russia. What did you mean by that?
What I actually said to the legislature when we were speaking is that we're routinely scanned from IP ranges located within those geographical boundaries. We know that individuals scanning our systems from those areas are they're not up to the good intentions, let's just say that.
Yeah, and when you say scan, what does that mean?
So a scan is a very non-invasive tool that people use to determine whether or not there's open ports or open systems that they can access remotely.
And do you have any evidence that they've gotten in or what their intentions would be if they did?
Obviously I can't ascribe intentions to someone that, I don't know ultimately what it is. But no, they have not gotten in. But pre-pandemic culture, election security was at the forefront of a lot of the work that we were doing. And just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that stops.
Sure. And this is not 2016. It's not even 2018. You're talking about this is happening now. What kind of resources have you gotten to fight these attempts at intrusion? Because obviously this has been something that, we've been paying a lot more attention to since the last couple of elections.
One of the things that we've done is we try to, I think in the interview that you were speaking about to my legislature, that was actually me lobbying for funding. But we receive both state funding as well as federal funding. But I think it's also important for people to understand that the resources we're given, they are for the entirety of our election system. It's not just for security. It's for, paying for staff. It's for buying ballot faces and envelopes and all the kind of normal processes you have for an election.
We see that Kentucky got $6 million from Congress through the CARES Act for security improvements and election improvements. That doesn't sound like very much. Do you have enough money?
So here's what I would say to that is that, my feeling is that elections funding should always be seen as a tripod of funding. It's a stable system. A stable system of election funding should result in the stakeholders being the federal government, the state government, and local government. But it's really important to understand that these tranches of funding that they kind of drop in with a parachute from the federal government, I think it would be more effective if they were spent out on a yearly budget cycle, because states could more effectively plan for what that budget would look like year to year.
On a different issue, a lot of states around the country are having a tough time finding enough poll workers because of the pandemic. Is that an issue in Kentucky?
It is. And I think it's important to understand, to look at that. How does that system work before the pandemic? And the average age of a poll worker in Kentucky pre-pandemic was 65 years old. When the pandemic hit, obviously now you've got a very large population of your poll workers who fall into that higher risk category. And so we're seeing a lot of our poll workers and a lot of our county clerks not being able to effectively recruit poll workers. I think one of the bigger problems that, we're not really talking about, I think everyone kind of thinks, about elections as being one event on election day, and it kind of just all comes together. When they're in reality, there's months and months of administrative work that goes into making a successful election. Part of that is recruiting poll workers and training poll workers. And to me, that's one of the concerns that I have moving forward in the system is, when you replace one of four poll workers at a precinct location, that's okay because you can train that one person. They'll norm to the overall behavior of the other three, over the course of the day. But if you replace three of the four, that becomes an incredibly difficult situation. There's a lot of training and a lot of knowledge that goes into running an election at a precinct level. We're really dependent on our poll workers and really dependent on really good poll workers that make sure that elections are running smoothly at the precinct level.
And what you're talking about is just one of the reasons why there's so much anxiety this election. People wondering if there's going to be long lines at the polls. Will their ballots get delivered on time? Are foreign countries interfering with the election? So just level with me as someone who's involved with this so closely. How worried are you about Election Day as we get closer to November 3rd?
Listen, I would tell you in any election, there's always a level of stress and worry that I have, but that's because that's supposed to be my job. But as an elections administrator, as elections administrator for Kentucky, that I am incredibly confident about our ability to pull off a successful election. One of the things that Kentucky has done extremely well is that we have worked in an incredibly bipartisan manner. We have a Democratic governor, a Republican secretary of state, and that's given us a lot of ability and springboard to implement successful strategies of having a secure and safe election. And so I'm really actually optimistic about our process and how we're going to move forward towards Election Day itself.
Jared Deering, Executive Director of Kentucky's Board of Elections. You're going to be busy in the next couple of weeks, so thanks for making the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, Peter.